Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Free contraception for 16-year-olds. Is it a good idea? It's something the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, is looking to expand as part of the budget for this year. And I'm really interested in hearing people's thoughts on this today. It's not definitive that it's going to happen, but something the Health Minister is looking to consider. It's a funny one, because if you look at the laws around this, you can't have sex till you're 17, or the age of consent is 17. But the state does provide free contraception to 17 to 35-year-olds at the moment. So you might ask, why not then expand it to 16-year-olds? We provide abortions to girls from the age of 16. So is he right to talk about expanding this scheme and offering free contraception to those that are at the age of 16? James is on the line. James, do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's quite a complicated one. People don't like to sort of think of, sex by the age of, 17. But it's sort of two ways of looking at it. The first thing that's a fact is you shouldn't, either myself or Stephen Donnelly or anyone, encourage teens under the age of 17 to have sex. It's not a good idea to encourage that. The second thing is teens under the age of 17 are absolutely going to have sex and will continue to. It's just a matter of fact. You can only hope that they are doing that with boys and girls their own age, because that is sort of, well, more appropriate than somebody who is actually not. It's not, is it absolutely is more appropriate than someone over the age of 18 having intercourse with someone under the age of 18. From my personal perspective, when I was in school from 13, 14, 15, there was boys and girls my age having sex who lost their virginity at that age. Some of them were losing it with people their own age, but some of them were losing it with people that were inappropriately older. I'm not talking about a 14-year-old with a 15-year-old. I'm talking about 13, 14, 15 with somebody who's in their late teens, early 20s.
Legal issues around that. But anyway, we'll park that for a park that for a moment, but continue on.
Disproportionately, it was girls having sex with older boys and older men. That's just the way some of these predatory men conduct themselves. So I don't think you should encourage teens to have sex if they're under the age of 17, but being realistic, they're going to do it. So if they can do it safely, that's probably the best.
Okay.
I would argue that teaching them the safety around it, certainly teaching them the inappropriateness of going with someone older, is very important, because that's probably the best case scenario, is that if they're going to do it, it's not with someone who is predatory, who is older than them and whatnot.
Is it a case then that, the laws as they stand at the moment, the statute book, it's out of kilter then with reality?
No, I think it's important to have the laws at 17. There's stages that come to becoming an adult. You know, at 12, you have the medical capacity, I think, and then you get, the accountability in terms of the law. There's 18, you're able to drink and smoke. So there is obviously good to break it in stages, but being realistic, teens will have sex under the age of 17. It shouldn't be encouraged, but you should also be realistic about it. And you should try and promote safe sex. And, if you give a teenager who is 16 contraceptives, they're not suddenly going to turn around and go, oh, well, I wasn't going to have sex now, but I'm going to now. That's not realistic.
No.
They're probably going to do it anyway. But if you give them contraceptives, at the very least, you can provide them doing it safely. But really highlighting the inappropriateness of doing it with someone who is, you're 18, do what
Same
you
sense.
Want,
okay.
in my opinion, but you can't below
yeah.
that.
To the best of my knowledge, medical independence anyway is at 16. So from that age, you can go to the GP yourself anyway without, I would have thought, parental or some kind of guardian consent. Stay with us, James. Karina is on the line. Actually, the number is 1800 453 106. Free contraception for 16-year-olds. Is it a good move, Karina?
I don't think so. I actually think that I think the government needs to have a look at themselves and decide what is an age, an appropriate age. We hear of vote at 16. We hear, you can drive at 17. But yes, the age of criminality is 18. So we have people on the road at 17 who can't even be prosecuted. No, on the road, if you get penalty
points. Oh, no, I know, but I'm just saying with the age
of
drinking as well.
Oh, is that? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying here we are now, another big decision in lifetime, and they're normalising it for 16-year-olds, but, there's no responsibility for anything else that they do. So I think, you know, we things need to be looked at hard and fast to see what is the age, and, you know, is everything at 16 instead of 18? As the age of consent is 17, it's there for a reason. Obviously, experts have come along and said that. Maybe the last caller is right that they are doing it. We would hope they're not. They may be exploring it, but I do think that encouraging them, you know, giving a concept of 16 is encouraging them and saying it's all right to do it.
I wonder, is it encouraging, Karina? Because the listener here makes the point, I think it's well established that offering contraception in itself doesn't encourage necessarily underage teens to engage in sexual activity. So why not? The benefits to young women who could be vulnerable are massive.
I agree, but that is still contraception is available to children under 16 if it's necessary. I know that, but I just think it normalises things. That's the reality of, I think a teenager sees an age and they go, okay, I can do it. They probably try and break it before that, but if you lower to 16, you're going to have a 14 or 15 year old just going to say, oh, sure, look, I'm only a year or two away. Yeah, okay. Normalises it. There's a lot that's being normalised, and that's really what the problem is, you know. Yeah.
No, I think it's an interesting point, Karina, and I know you're not alone. I'm just interested in, I suppose, getting a mix of people's views on this today, and whether I don't know whether it's the right decision or not. So I want to hear what you guys think. What about you, Dominic? Do you agree with Karina? Does it normalise it if we reduce the age to 16?
To be honest, I don't think it's done. I think normalising is possibly slightly over the top way of describing it. No offense. I think James was quite accurate when he was saying that, you know, it's going to happen anyway, regardless of what we do or say or anything else for that matter. Young people are going to experiment full stop, as they always have and always will. Is it perhaps a sign of us being taking on responsibility and accepting the reality and saying, okay, these things happen. Okay, it may not be desirable, but, you know, is it not better to offer contraception rather than say, oh, no, no, you can't get contraception, but, you know, just try not to.
Don't bury your head in the sands.
It's just not. I don't think it's realistic.
Okay.
What I do think, however, really, really needs to accompany it is education. And our RSA program in schools, it seems to be slightly lamentable in some cases.
Yeah, well, they're talking about revising all of that anyway, aren't they? The RSE, the religion and sex education and consent classes and all of that.
Oh, yeah, well, that wouldn't be before time.
Yeah. But do you think if they're looking at this, it has to coincide with education?
No,
yeah, that's a fair point.
There's no point in handing someone contraception and or say making contraception available but without the accompanying education that needs to go along with it.
Would you agree with that, Karina? It's important that
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, I think there needs to be a huge overhaul in lots of things. I said the RSE is very sadly lacking, so there is a lot of misinformation out there. Like I said, there want to be a lot of things changed to coincide with it, to go hand in hand, and rather than just saying, okay, here we go, carte blanche. As I said, that's the way I feel.
Stephanie Regan is a clinical psychotherapist. Stephanie, do you think this is the right move from the Health Minister?
Well, like everyone here, I've just heard of it this morning, and I think some great points made there, especially about the anomalies that are out there, you know, in different ages for different things, and especially the very good point about criminality. But I think the way that I would look at it is, if a 16-year-old is having sex, they're having sex, and if they're coming looking for contraception, personally, I would be happy about that. I would see it along the lines of maturity, that they're at least taking responsibility. And if it helps that to happen, I would be looking towards that as a good thing. I do see the concerns. I think people sometimes feel that if you make it too accessible, a bit like if we name things, we're suggesting things. But actually, in a way, that's not really how it works with, I think, young people. You know, they're having a lot of suggestions coming their way, lots more than we did in our childhood, if you think of it, or in our adolescence. They have an awful lot coming towards them in terms of social media and all of these other kind of ways they have of, you know, learning about sex and getting involved sexually with other people. So I think for me, it would be, it's very much on the lesser end of the gravity, if you like. It's to me a positive step if they're, you know, mature enough and they're asking for that. I think it's quite good. I don't believe it suggests more sex to kids. I don't think it's going to pull them into sex any earlier. That would be my view. I think they're going to be in that space, and you know, they're going to be in this. It's not like they're going to be putting it up on billboards, you know. Yeah. It's going to be in a doctor's surgery where that person is asking for it in the privacy of. And as we know, they have a medical kind of independence at 16. Therefore, they have the possibility of having that conversation. If they're pregnant, they can have that conversation. So there is a big, huge anomaly there. And I think, is it important? You know, I would have to hear it really from GPs and people who are dealing with this on an ongoing basis. I think that would be a very interesting conversation. What are they finding? I deal less with 16-year-olds, so I give a, you know, I'm giving a kind of almost like an informed but a parental kind of view as well.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with parents and teenagers, so.
But I would honestly say, as a therapist and also as a mother, I would have really promoted the whole idea of contraception, not promoting it for them to encourage them early, but I would have promoted it because, you know, it's really a question of if you're thinking this way, you must think this way, and I think it's in that context. And, you know, the factors that seem to influence people having the age, if you like, that they begin to have sex. You know, parents are worried that they lose all influence, but actually they do have a huge influence still. And it's quite an important determinant. You know, it's, of course, who people hang out with and the levels of freedom that they have and all of that. But the parents do influence them in the sense that, you know, they will still always want to model parents, to please parents. Yes, they're rejecting them in some other ways, you know, and that's a healthy kind of rejection, as I was mentioning the other day, but they still will have influence over them. And that's important. You don't lose that.
Do you think this is a positive move, Stephen?
I do. I do think it's a good idea. I think, you know, obviously the flaws of a lot of the ages and things like that has been raised. The age of criminal responsibility is 12 in this country for serious crimes. Obviously the ability to give medical consent is 16. You can drive at 16 and 17, you can vote at 18. A lot of that needs to be kind of worked on and
we need to streamline some of that.
Simplify it. Like if we say that you have autonomy to make your own decisions medically speaking, at 16, then there's a whole lot of other implications and things like that. That is a whole separate conversation. As somebody who works with young people on a regular basis and is, you know, I trained as a youth worker, you know, the majority of youth spaces will have free contraceptives for everybody. Kids are going to be having sex or experimenting or curious about it or just, you know, want to find out somebody that they can talk to about it. I think that's only right and proper that there are, you know, adults there with enough experience and training and knowledge and understanding of how to talk about these things properly, that is only a good thing, and we need many more of that. With regards to RSE, there aren't enough teachers in the country that are qualified in RSE to teach RSE. You know, it's falling to geography teachers and maths teachers and Irish teachers and things like that to try and read out of the books.
So that's, you know, a part of the issue.
That needs massive overhaul and investment.
Are you as positive, I suppose, overall, Emma, as this potential move as everybody else?
Yeah, do you know what? As a mother of four and three are in their teens, I have a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old, it doesn't bother me. I think it's, when I say it doesn't bother me, what I mean is I don't think it's this big moment. You know, at the end of the day, a person has medical body autonomy at the age of 16. You know, I couldn't consent for an operation for my 16-year-old now. Do you know what I mean? So the only concern I would have with this is the education that goes along with it for teenagers. You know, so for example, just to be quite blunt, the contraceptive pill will only block a pregnancy. What we need to be saying along with that as well is you still need to be taking precautions to be, if you are going to be experimenting, and we know teenagers are doing it, there's no point in saying that they're not. We know they have a much more access to social media. They know a lot more now at 16, 17 and 15 and 14 than we did. Mm. That's a fact. But what we need to be doing is also educating them about the fact that the contraceptive pill will only stop an unplanned pregnancy. It will not stop an STI and it will not stop an STD. So you still need to be taking other precautions if you are going to be partaking in sexual activity.
So it comes back to the classroom.
And I think there's a responsibility as parents as well, and all parents to say, like, you know, like I would like to believe in this idealistic world that my teenagers aren't partaking in any of this activity. I hope they're not. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that I don't have the conversation in case I put the idea into their head. You know, better to be safe than to be sorry. And so I've always, you know, tried to have that age-appropriate conversation with my teenagers when they reach the ages of 15, 16 and 17 and saying, you know, listen, I don't want you to be doing this. I think you're too young to be doing this, but if you are going to be partaking in this activity, it's not, and I've told them that honestly, it is not enough to be taking a contraceptive pill. It is not enough to be concerned about what can I do after the fact, because there are other things that can happen when partaking in sexual activities that, other than unplanned pregnancies. You know, and there are rise in STDs and STIs, and, you know, they can have long-lasting effects, and they're not always symptomatic. Some people can have them for years and not realise that they've had them, and can have passed them on to partners not realising that they're passing them on to partners. And so I think there's a lot of education that needs to be done by parents and by RSE, explaining to people that, you know, contraceptive is not the holy grail for sexual activity for teenagers. It's not. You still need to be taking other precautions to protect your body's health.
Listener here says, just to give you a flavour now of some of the WhatsApps too, I would call free contraception for 16-year-olds child abuse. It's all part of the atheist agenda taken away from childhood. Connor, though, he's got in touch. He makes the point, it's not complicated. We actually make things complicated. We know teens are active, and many younger than the age of 16. So the real question is, do we want teen mums? And obviously the answer is no. The minister, for once, is right on this occasion. That's according to Connor. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Overwhelming majority, I would say, of our listeners here today, certainly those calling in, very much in favour of the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly's proposal or plans, whatever you want to call it, to expand free contraception to those under the age, of 16. Keep your thoughts coming into us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.